everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the outrage of the Grammy results, how the Catholic Church can mind their own business, and my latest 80s movie review of Little Shop of Horrors, plus we do a little Animal Crossing update. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts, join our exclusive Psychobabble community at Patreon.com/psychobabble, because if you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Get that whittle yawn out of the whittle yawn mouth.
Ooh-wee. You know what? Let's just start with the
widow yawn.
I had to do a widow yawn.
It was a big widow yawn.
Is there a way that you can stifle a yawn?
Yeah, you stick your finger some down. Have you ever done that when someone's yawning and you cram your finger down their throat?
Honestly, that's what it's like to date me.
I was like, I think you're the one who's done that to
me. At all times, I'm always, when like we're like slowly waking up, any boyfriend I've ever had, it's just like, I think it's I think it's hilarious.
You're like wide awake drumming on their chest already. Come play with me.
And then they yawn and then I fist their throat a little
you're
bit.
Like, time to love me, not the mama.
Time to love me.
Did you have a good weekend? I have a question.
Oh, God. Go for it, Corey.
I've been burned. This question's been burning in my brain for 2 days.
Well,
what is actually,
it?
And I have another question, too.
Oh, well, you just go for it, baby. Hit me with them.
Have you ever seen Benjamin Button?
Yeah.
You saw it?
I think I saw it in theaters.
No, really?
Yes. I think I paid real human money to see that movie in a dirty seat.
I was Stony Baloney the other night, but I wasn't in a dirty seat. I had questions about Benjamin Button, but I wasn't going to Google it. I thought, I'll just save it. So Benjamin Button is like a reverse.
It's just Benjamin.
No, it's Benjamin Button.
Yeah, I know, but you're saying Benjamin?
Oh, Benjamin Button.
Benjamin. Go on.
Is this like how my roommate's been saying Hulk all week instead of Hulk?
Oh, one of these did just pop up. I was saying something and somebody made fun of me. You know what? I'm going to report back when I remember, but continue.
I can't wait. So with Benjamin Button, he's born old.
Yeah, a little old baby.
Is it a baby that looks old, or is it like a full-grown old man that's born?
I'm not basing this in like correct memory or fact or anything, but from my recollection, I feel like the implication is that as you get so decrepitly old,
yeah,
you shrink and shrink and tiny little creature. And
no, but like,
she gave birth to a tiny little decrepit, okay, little disgusting, so it was, old.
It was an old
freak.
It was a baby-sized old man, not a full-sized old man.
Yeah.
So at the end, is he a full-grown man baby? Like you know that? Oh, you know that man that doesn't dress, that dances with that baby mask on. That's scary.
Yes.
Is that what it looks like at the end?
I don't. You're the one that just watched the movie.
I didn't watch the movie. I was just stoned thinking about the movie. I don't have that movie's 3 hours long, isn't it?
It is a very long movie. Imagine what I had to endure in a movie theater. 3 hours.
I saw a tweet the other day that reminded me of you. It was like, watch this 3 hour movie. I could never. Instead, I'll watch three 1 hour episodes of a TV show.
That's also not me. That's you. That's still you. Both of those are you. You'll watch.
I watch anything.
We're aware.
except for Benjamin Button.
I don't know much about the Benjamin Button situation. Was it a real story? Is this a disease?
Yeah, it's true. I think it's true.
Well, I don't know if this is like a syndrome or something.
No, it's not. It can't be real, because if it were, they would have covered it on Grey's Anatomy by now.
And they haven't?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Yeah. My second question is,
go on.
Would you sound with Clippy?
So I woke up the other morning to a text from Corey in the middle of the night that said, would you sound with Clippy?
Yeah.
So
I was thinking about it and I
so
thought.
So for some context, who is Clippy for the kids at home who have never used Microsoft Word?
Everyone knows who Clippy is, don't they?
Do they? I don't know. He might be generational.
If I were on Drag Race, my snatch game would be Clippy.
That is. I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Clippy is a animated paperclip that helps you with Microsoft Word. Is that the one?
Would you like to save your document right now?
What was that
type of vibe?
Yeah.
So that clears that up. What is sounding?
Sounding is when you put, I think it's usually a metal rod
mm-hmm.
in your urethra
mm-hmm.
for pleasure.
What's a urethra?
Well, everyone's got a urethra.
Do they?
I think so.
Okay. Can women sound?
I'm sure they can. If there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, I don't know. Would I sound with Clippy? It does seem like a beginner's size. So yeah. I think if there were ever any inanimate metal object that I would sound with, Clippy could be up there.
Oh, he could be up there, Hanny. Would you put him feet first or head first?
Clippy doesn't have feet. Clippy is just a head.
Oh, I pictured Clippy having like potato head feet.
No.
All right.
I don't think so.
Then I guess I won't be Clippy for Drag Race.
So those are your two questions?
Yeah, I had important things going on.
So that's what you wanted to discuss on the podcast today.
That's what the people wanted to know.
Word. Clippy is actually a very good Snatch Game character because there's just enough public awareness of him, but you can really make him however you want him to be, you know?
Yeah. What's so? Are we using Clippy's proper pronouns?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Clippy. She by Clippy.
Oh,
I asked what we should discuss today, and we have a lot of Grammys requests.
I assumed the Grammys were a hot topic.
Somebody asked us to discuss the James Charles scandal. I couldn't tell you which scandal he's on right now, so I don't really know.
I don't even know who James Charles is.
It's off my radar. And the Catholic Church.
Oh, I saw somebody just quote tweeted.
So what's the Catholic Church up to on this high holy day? They said something about like fuck the gays. Unprompted, they just wanted to put a press release out that says, just so everyone's still clear, we still think fuck the gays.
The Associated Press.
Who are they associated with?
Everyone, I guess. Mm. They said the Vatican decrees that the Catholic Church cannot bless a same-sex union because God cannot bless sin.
Okay. It's like, I am not coming to the front door of the Pope being like, can I get your approval? Like, nobody asked for this. It's not new news. It's a press release about a press release. It's like, and it's kind of, bitch, a bunch of pedophiles being like, you can't sit with us. Like, girl, it's chill. I'm good.
Honey, I don't wanna.
I didn't at you. Leave me out of this.
Tag and drag.
At Pope. Girl.
Girl.
Girl. Get it together, girl.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself, I think is what they say.
I do believe. Now, I understand there's a lot of Catholic children that look to their place of worship that they have to go to because of their friends, family, whatever community, and approval from that community would make a difference. And so, yes, it is important that the Catholic Church stops doing what they're doing. But this has been all my life of like knowing the Catholic Church to be this way. So I personally have like, I'm just kind of like, who the fuck cares? I get that what it would feel like for a little queer child who has to go to Catholic Church to see a statement like this. It is fucked up. So
that was me, hun.
I
was that little Catholic boy forced to go.
So yeah, it would have a positive impact if the church for some reason came around, and stopped like bullying gay people for no reason. But as somebody who is a 31-year-old far distant from my time at Catholic Church, I can confidently say like, I do not think of those pedophiles. I am pretty chill, and their approval doesn't like mean anything to me. Like, do you, if the Pope were to come out and say like, oh, gays are chill now, would that mean anything to you?
Me personally, no, but I know it would mean something to other people.
Yeah,
I'd be like, great,
thank you for telling me what I already know about me, is what it would feel like, you know.
I'd be like, great, there's a separation of church and state, so I actually don't need a church's blessing to be married. Cool.
Also, like, it feels very obsessed with me. It feels very like, why are you still talking about me?
Did you see that the cum pipe was trending on Twitter?
What is a cum pipe?
I think it's your penis.
Okay. Well, Clippy and my cum pipe? What is a cum pipe? Are you being serious?
Yes, cum pipe was trending on Twitter at 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
Oh, girl, don't get him started. Another year of the podcast of Corey going off. You want 3 minutes on the clock for you to talk about daylight savings?
No, everyone knows it sucks.
Okay, so what about cum pipe?
Except the cum pipe was trending. Everyone's tweeting hashtag the cum pipe. I thought maybe you would know.
So you're telling me you didn't click it or research anything about it?
I clicked it and people are all, okay, why is the cum pipe tweeting or trending? And then they're all, here's the cum pipe.
I'm sorry. That's all you have to say about the cum pipe?
It's like a penis.
Okay.
Would you rather it be the cum pipe or the piss pipe?
Cum pipe. These are my preferences. I am not apologizing. That's all you have to say about that?
I thought maybe you would know.
Okay. You know what? Instead of you deciding the next topic, I've got something to say.
Pick the Grammys.
No.
Drag Race UK.
You know what? Can we talk about the guest judge this week on Drag Race UK?
Well, did you hear?
Yes. Well, okay, so if you saw Drag Race UK, you saw a mannequin as the guest judge, which, okay, but
I didn't even blink twice. I didn't even care to Google why there was a mannequin. I just assumed, like, it's COVID, times are different, they couldn't book a guest.
I agreed. I thought the same thing. I was like, this seems, it almost makes sense in the RuPaul's Drag Race universe.
And I thought, honestly, that mannequin was funnier than a lot of the guest judges they've had on the show.
Go off. Rita the Aura?
Well,
has
Rita
the Aura ever been a guest judge on Drag Race anywhere? I don't remember.
I feel like she's been on the US. She must have been.
Well, she was supposed to be this week on Drag Race UK, allegedly, but because she didn't show up, a mannequin had to replace her, which it felt like it fit very much into RuPaul's sense of humor. So I was like, okay, I guess this is fine. This is fine. Maybe she was held up. You know, she did get killed by Mewtwo in the Pokemon movie.
She died?
Have you not seen it?
I did. I saw it.
Mewtwo murdered that pure girl.
I liked the Rita Ora song from the Pokemon movie.
Well, yeah. Did you hear the Post Malone cover that he just released for the Pokemon 25th anniversary?
Honey, that's like 3 weeks old. And yes, I did hear it because Lord knows I love Posty and the Blowfish.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I got all excited because I do like some Post Malone songs. And then I listened to it and I thought, well, I guess nobody should cover Hootie.
Oh, I thought I liked it. I actually thought I liked it. I think I liked it. Anyway.
Post Malone on the Grumpies last night was all, well, thank God for auto-tune because now I'm an artist.
He said that?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed it. I didn't really watch the Grammys. I started and then I stopped. There was a moment where I said, okay, this is when I turned my TV off and that
That's
I never returned.
That's very you. It's very you.
Were you happy with the Grammys? Before the Grammys even started, okay, girl, I wasn't even planning on watching. It was off my radar that it was even airing. And then I was playing some Animal Crossing. People were coming to my island and dropping off some goodies because I was going to like make a very fun stream this week. So I needed some supplies for that. So I was just doing, you know, that and this, that, the other. And then I checked Twitter real quick and I saw Lady Gaga had won a Grammy.
She sure did.
And so I tweeted, we love to see it. And then all
we didn't get to see it.
We all shit broke loose.
Why?
Because I didn't know who she was nominated against. Do you know who she was nominated against?
No.
Neither did I. Who cares? It's like your queen wins. You say yes, girl. Well, allegedly she was up against some people with fandoms that are very upset with the outcome of not just that race. That
Chrissy Teigen tweeted something like, if all of y'all are sending hate to the people who win the Grammys, you're stupid because they didn't pick to win it. Like there was a panel of people who voted. Like if you're mad that Billie Eilish won Record of the Year, she had no control over it. Like grow up.
Yeah, I saw that. Rain on Me got 100,000 thumbs downs within like or during the airing of the Grammys because it won. Over.
What was it up against that people were mad about? A BTS song?
Yes.
Really? Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. It was up against BTS, Taylor Swift and Bon Iver, Justin Bieber and Quavo. I don't know who Quavo is. And J Balvin and Dua Lipa, Bad Bunny and Tainy.
They were really trying to...
what?
Who did you just say?
Quavo?
No, I was gonna say they were really trying to act like that Justin Bieber Yummy song did anything.
Oh, well, who's they?
The Grammy voters.
Oh, I did see that it was nominated for Best Pop Solo.
It was nominated in a lot of things, and I thought, did anybody listen to that song? I thought, well, I mean, I guess people did. I was not one of them.
Listen, things get nominated. Things lose, things win. If you want to get upset about that every single year, you have a very long, sad life ahead of you. And just be happy if your queen or your kings or whoever even get any recognition. Or don't even be happy about that. Be happy that they release music and you can enjoy it and you have found them and you get access to it and you get to enjoy it. It's like... I understand as somebody who like wants their fave to succeed, how it feels to like see them succeed or if you think they've been robbed, how that feels also. But like to send hate to like anybody about it, like girl, get a fucking hobby.
I'm just like the same people who hold the Grammys in the highest regard when they're like, my queen won, are the exact same people who the next year, if they're not nominated, are like, oh, the Grammys mean nothing. So that's why I just laugh.
Yeah. With that said, I do understand any critiques that people have about like corruption within the Grammys or award shows or even like discrediting certain types of artists or genres of music or origins of music. It's like I can understand that being a critique, but when you misplace your anger and point it in directions that have nothing to do with the outcomes that you're trying to protest, it's like you're an idiot, like we get it, like you haven't thought this through, you're just like screaming.
Yeah,
got it.
I overall enjoyed it. I thought I was glad that it felt like that like a well-rounded group of artists won. Like I'm never the fan of when the Grammys air and I have to watch the same person give a speech 12 times. I thought like, you guys know, y'all know who the winner is. Like air the categories that are going to give the most people the opportunity to speak and to like showcase who they are. Like, I don't want to see one artist get up there and accept 12 awards. So I thought they did a good job of that. There were not really any like repeat speeches or anything. I think Megan Thee Stallion was the only one who went up there twice. I was happy with a lot of the outcomes. I was glad to see Dua Lipa win. I was glad to see Harry Styles win. Taylor Swift set a record. Beyonce set a record. Lady Gaga won. I was happy with it. I liked a lot of the performances. I'm always here for music.
Yeah.
I love love and I love music.
I'm looking at all the winners right now and I think they are pretty deserving. I think Record of the Year to Billie for Everything I Wanted, I'm okay with that. Like, it was great. Album of the Year, Folklore. I saw people were asking your thoughts on that. Do you think it was deserved?
Sure. It's like, I know a lot of people connected with it. A lot of people, like, obviously it did really well. It sold a lot. It kind of came in the summer around like peak pandemic times. And I think a lot of people used it as like, I don't know, medicine in a way. And I mean, good for her. I like the second album better. I've said that all along. I like half the songs off Folklore and I like half the songs off of Evermore. So it's like, it's whatever.
I'm looking at the nominees for Album of the Year. I have only heard all the way through, if not any of the songs, six. I have only heard two of the eight. So six of the eight, I have never heard one song from. So like, how am I, and I can almost guarantee most people screaming into the void on Twitter about any of the categories have only heard one or two of the nominees for Absolutely. That category. So like, are you really that qualified to say who deserves what or what was rigged or I don't know. Maybe that's something that is worthwhile. And so like when I am looking at the album of the year, do I know if Taylor Swift deserved it? I absolutely do not know because like I said, I've only heard two of the eight. So like, who am I to say?
You that's know? Exactly how I feel. But like I said, she was she's the first female artist to have won Album of the Year three times.
Well, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought it was three times in a row, or is it just three times, or what does that
just
work?
Three times.
Okay. I also saw Megan Thee Stallion, Best New Artist. I think that's deserved.
Absolutely.
I thought it was going to be Noah Cyrus just because she was front row center seating. It just seemed, I don't know. I was like, I thought that was... Or maybe I just noticed her front row center because of her outfit. Did you see?
I did. The bag situation.
I kind of loved
from
it.
Behind and then I saw it from the front and I liked it better from the front. But yeah, I don't know. Overall, I was worried about like another award show and a pandemic, but I thought they did a good job. I thought it was so very performance heavy, which is what I'm kind of there for. And then, like I said, the few awards that we did see, I thought they actually like I said, I'm always a fan of spreading out who gets the opportunity to like thank their fans and thank people. And there were a few surprises. I was glad Dua won when she did. I was glad Harry won when he did. I was glad Megan won. Her speech was great. I thought they were great.
All in all, I was pretty happy about it. I mean, like there was nothing upsetting. It's like it was fine and it was good. Yeah. And my queen can say she has another Grammy for another album. We're happy about that.
There you have it.
Is there anything Drag Race related you need to touch on? We're almost near the end for two seasons now. And has it not felt like the longest?
Girl, you say that every time.
I was trying to catch up this weekend on all of it, like the UK and the US episodes. And I was just kind of like, oh my gosh, I feel like it's like almost becoming like a lot of content. I'm just relieved there's no UK Untucked because of how much that there's just like a lot to watch on the weekends of keeping up with the drag queens. It's a lot.
I'm glad I just have a little routine with my roommate and our two neighbors, and the four of us watch every Friday and we order takeout delivery and we watch US and then we watch UK right after. And it's great. They don't let me watch Untucked, so I usually have to watch it Saturday mornings, but I just realized I haven't watched the US Untucked this week. But I'm glad UK is coming to an end. I'm actually excited for the finale. Did you watch leading into the...
I did. I watched it last night. So I'm all caught up.
I was like genuinely surprised. I think after they came back from the COVID break, which they experienced, we didn't experience. But it was like when it came back from them, I kind of pegged the final three. I said, I bet it's going to be Bimini, Lawrence, and Tace. And that's who I was really hoping. I was genuinely surprised that they let Ellie slip through too, but I'm not mad at it. Like,
I'm not mad at it.
I love her looks. I think she's absolutely one of the best makeup artists that was on this season. I went and looked at the like Drag Race UK Instagram because you know they're all, which team are you? To kind of see where fans' opinions aligned. Mm-hmm. And Bimini had above and beyond the most likes in like a landslide.
Yeah, I mean, the talent is there, the confidence is there, the humor is there.
The wit is there.
The wit, the taste level, like everything works for Bimini, I think.
Do you not think that like she really benefited from a little break in the middle? Like her looks post coming back from COVID, she really hit her stride. I mean, they all had the opportunity to elevate looks, to change looks, to adjust things. But it's like somebody had tweeted, I saw like a breakdown of all of their placements for the top four across the entire season. And it's just like, she just really hit her stride in the second half of that season. And I felt like there was so much more polish to her looks. And there were a lot more like comedy and improv and challenges like that, which she really excelled in because she is so confident in the area. But I just think she had I think that's the kind of storyline a lot of people gravitate toward, is someone starting out in the bottom two in the first week and then really like rising to the occasion and continuing to grow and continuing to surprise us.
I don't even remember why she was in the bottom two the first week. Like, I don't...
She came out dressed like a sexy wrestler.
So what?
But I mean, that
welcome
was,
to Drag Race.
That's very Bimini, though. It's like, that's her style. She likes to like show, like they've had queens like that on every season, every franchise. There's girls that like to show skin and like have the body to like back it up.
I think,
but it's like, I remember in the first episode, her lip syncing, and I was glad she won. And I remember thinking, she can go next week, though. And then she just continued to grow on me and impress me. And I just, like I said, I really went a whole full 180 on her. And I think ultimately, as much as I do love all of the top three, I do think I'm pulling for Bimini.
Yeah, I think she's the easiest to root for because she's confident but not cocky. She's sure of herself. Mm-hmm. She respects the competition and however people want to play it. She knows that it's not... I think the problem with Lawrence is, as soon as he started to act like other people's behavior in the competition was an attack on him, that kind of made me be like, oh, you are not coming across likable? Or
I think it's just like a maturity level. And honestly, it's like, that's when you realize, oh, he's 24 years old.
Yeah. I loved Lawrence Chaney succeeding on Drag Race. I think it's very, it's, I think comedy kooky queens that are camp are not always celebrated as much as like the other types of drag queens on Drag Race. And so to see him really thrive, yeah. I liked, but yeah, the attitude is just, the attitude will always be make it or break it for me. Like you can be the best at makeup. You can be the best at comedy or whatever you might be the best at it. But if you're like a snot, I'm just like, okay, well, grow the fuck up is how I feel. But it is a pressure cooker in the system. Like, if you mm-hmm. are there, I'm sure it's like stressful, and they get all the audio clips and all the video clips that can make you look any type of way. But I think you compare that to Bimini, who never had a moment of like throwing a hissy fit. It's hard to not just gravitate toward the people who are mature for me.
T.
So that's that.
But yeah, I'm excited. I like all of them. I think it's a well-deserved top four. When I like look back at who was cast this season, I thought the entire cast was great. I'm happy to see who wins.
I think UK Drag Race is two for two. They have really succeeded in creating a comparable franchise.
Yeah,
if
and
not,
I was
if
worried,
not a better franchise, like overall, who knows?
I was worried too that I don't know. It's like I guess I assume now any of the ones that don't have like live finales, they just are always filming all of the outcomes. You know what I mean? You know how they would like film all three of them winning, and then it's like, or all four of them winning, and then they reveal like what's happening, or they choose it afterward. I don't know. I got a little in my head, like, did they already name this winner months ago? But I was like, no. They must have filmed all of the options, and maybe they will, like, look at what the fans are gravitating toward.
Who knows?
Did you enjoy US this week?
I couldn't really tell you what happened.
They did the doppelganger challenge.
Oh, I actually thought it was a really fun challenge. I thought, like,
I did too.
It forces queens to look inward at who are they presenting. Like, not so much what they've done on the race. I mean, yes, that is important, but like, who are they as a queen? And I think it showcased to the audience who doesn't have a point of view. Like, which queens do not have a fully thought out persona. And yeah, it's like you really need to know who you are to turn somebody else into you. And some queens were good at that and some queens were not.
Yeah. My only, like, I ended up loving the challenge. I was so excited when I saw the little like preview that they drop like 2 days before the episode comes out. I was going to say, I wish that you would have gotten to see them walk together in pairs like they usually do for the makeover challenges, but that would have required two looks from each. So like Utica and Simone were a pair. So like they walk together as like Simone and Simone's daughter, and then they walk together as Utica and Utica's daughter. I think that would have kind of been fun to see them each do two looks like with the mother daughter kind of twist that they usually do on the makeover challenge. But ultimately, like, I was happy with how they did it.
Yeah, I mean, Simone and Utica, above and beyond, like, incredible.
Yeah, the second they were paired together, I was like, they're gonna win. I hope they win. I love them both.
Though, Utica has such a, she is terrified of being canceled, which, oh, relatable, but like, it's almost a joke at this point. It's like, girl, calm down. And like the cushioning that they have to do in production of like RuPaul saying it's just like honoring the other queen, or like, yeah, you know, but like all the like padding that they have to put in to like make sure that everyone knows this is what drag queens do, just like for, yeah, the audience to like not drag. It's just a little oof.
I thought Rue did a good job when talking to her and explaining it and saying, like, it'll be okay. Like, you're doing it out of love. Like,
yes.
It's just like the clothing. We're not doing anything else.
Yeah. But yeah, I was pretty happy with it all. And I think it's like going in the direction that I want it to go for certain queens. So I am excited to see what happens. Yeah.
Well, it's just a few short months until July when we get to find out the winner.
Jesus. Jesus.
JK, JK, JK.
Anyway, okay, Corey, is there anything else you want to talk about today?
No.
Hey, actually, there is for me. I watched three more movies that you need to know about. I watched Coming to America 2.
It's just called Coming to America.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Too Fast, Too Furious. It was, I did enjoy it.
Wait. Are you saying you saw Too Fast, Too Furious?
No.
Or are you making a joke?
No, I saw Coming to America. And I liked it. I liked it even more that I just watched Coming to America, the first one.
Okay.
Because like it was an enjoyable sequel, I would say. I watched Little Shop of Horrors. Have you ever seen that?
No, I feel like you talk about that all the time. You've never seen it?
I've never seen it. And I've never talked about it. So thank you.
Isn't that like Broadway fodder?
It's like a musical. Yeah, I have never seen it.
Oh.
It was fun. Like that,
okay, cool. There's a big Venus flytrap in it?
Yes, baby. And okay,
did you know that? How do I know that?
Well, I mean, pop culturally, I knew it. You knew it. It's like a Wicked. You know, everyone knows kind of what Wicked's about.
Oh, I love Wicked.
Anyway, Little Shop, who's that dude that's in the in that one movie where he's like the dad and the his
Ghost
wife
dad.
No, his wife and his daughter are both having a baby at the same time.
Oh, Steve Martin.
Yeah,
as he's the in bumbling it. Doctor and father
kind of
the bride.
Actually,
as he's father Steve of the Martin. Bride too.
Steve Martin as the bumbling dentist.
In Father of the Bride 2?
No, in Little Shop. But it
there
was actually
be Father to the Bride.
I would watch a sequel to that these days. I honestly, I would.
Yeah, it'd be a threequel.
I loved it. It was a fun flick. I think you would like it.
Okay.
Okay. And then I watched Teen Witch. Do you know Teen Witch?
It's a movie.
It was a movie in the 80s. It was terrible, but like kind of good. It's very, you have to, I don't even know how to explain it. There's like dance sequences. There's, I'm going to put a clip from it that I had seen, forever ago that, remember when I did the show Top That?
I remember.
Well, there's a scene in it where these like guys are rapping in a street with a song called Top That. And my co-host at the time for Top That showed me that. And she was like, you've never seen Teen Witch? And then now I've seen it. And now I'm like, oh, this all makes sense. I'm going to put it in the movies section on the Discord. But
well, did you text it'll give Becca you and let her know?
No, I need to. But it's it was interesting. If you're looking for a movie to watch, Teen Witch
is it. I love interests.
Okay. That's all. That's my movie update for the week.
Oh, No, I didn't watch any good movies this week. My roommate's redoing all of the Marvel movies in the Marvel order. You're supposed to watch them. And so I've been getting bits and pieces here and there. And I said, okay, I'll rewatch Guardians because I like that. And I'm like, I'll watch the new Spider-Mans with Tom Holland because I never saw those. But otherwise, I don't need a Marvel journey.
Any Animal Crossing updates?
Oh, yes. So, big news.
What?
I have all 9 koalas living on my island now.
There's 9 koalas?
Yeah. So, wait, do you still have Canberra?
Yeah, I think.
I have her, too. But you should give her sunglasses because that makes her eyes look less creepy.
Okay. Well, I haven't even thought about who I have on my island. Like,
so what are you doing? Your island's all about you?
Yes, baby. I haven't really talked to any of my residents or built many things. I'm working on my house.
You've been working on your house for 3 months.
I'm sorry, but I just got the upstairs and I'm about to turn it into a puppy cafe.
I've got all the dogs if you need any of them.
Mail me the dogs.
You
Bring
have to come.
Me the you, dogs. I will,
you have to come to my island, or I have to go to your island for just like 10 seconds, and then I can mail you anything you need ever.
Okay, well, I'm going to open up my island for you, baby.
Oh, yeah. Open it up.
I did. Yeah, when you come over, I'll show you. I made a, I have a club in my basement, and it is lit. You can sit alone in VIP just like Candy Muse. There's a dance floor.
Do you have the leather box sofas?
No, but will you bring them?
Yeah, I've got them in a few different colors.
Okay, good. So yeah, and if you have any gnomes, I need gnomes.
I have every gnome in every color.
I need more gnomes. Yeah, because my portal room it's a volcano portal room.
Yeah,
with all my gnomes, I need more gnomes for the room.
I have every gnome in every color. And I just took down my Christmas town, which had a bunch of gnomes. So now I just have a bunch of gnomes in storage. You can probably just have them.
Bring me the gnomes.
All right.
Okay.
You go. Bring you as many gnomes as you want, little boy.
I also need mushroom lamps if you have those.
Oh, yeah. I got a bunch.
Okay. Thank you. Word.
I'll be your sugar daddy, babe.
Thank you, thank you. Okay,
you just
well,
gotta let me sound you with Clippy, and then it was yours.
Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
You can
in the
find
corner
me.
Sounding with Clippy.
No, bitch, in the cum pipe sounding with Clippy.
Okay.
While listening to Album of the Year Folklore by Taylor Swift. Where can people find you, little bitch?
You can find me. You can find me. You can find me. Where can people find me, Corey?
I'm going to find you if you don't tell people where they can find you.
You can find me muting people on Twitter.
Oh, bitch. That's my M.O.
Yesterday I tweeted that I was happy about Lady Gaga winning. The fandoms were coming for me.
Hun. You know, you can say, don't show me replies unless the person follows me.
Well, and so I immediately turned that on.
Yeah.
And oh my God, it is so beautiful. Like to not see, to just,
oh,
to,
yeah.
to not see people yell at you is great. But like just to know that they're yelling into the void is even more delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Something
makes you wet, huh?
Yeah. So you can find me wet as hell thinking about all the people screaming into the void, thinking they're yelling at me.
Tee-hee. All right. Well, I'll see you and Rita Ora's mannequin next week. Oh,
I think that is a good couple's costume. We should be that.
Next
if we
week's
were
our
a couple.
Next week's our 300th episode.
What are we going to do?
Fuck, I guess we better figure it out.
You know what's a good gift that you guys could give us for our 300th episode? Go give us a rating on Apple, whatever the hell. The podcast, is that still a thing? I feel like we used to tell people, like, go give us a rating. If
there
you haven't.
300 episodes of this show, gold. Every single one's been a flawless hit.
Yes. Yes, honey. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll see you next time.
Best of luck. And don't fuck it up.
Oh, good night.
And goodbye. Deuces.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.